Good Sunday morning to you. Experts offer four theories of evangelical Donald Trump supporters. Pastor Sean Harris here from Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I've got an article from thechristianpost.com. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump speaks at a campaign rally in Las Vegas, Nevada, is the picture in the top of the article. And it says, with Donald Trump receiving the most evangelical support in the last three Republican primaries, pundits are beginning to opine why more evangelicals are voting for a man who admits that he never asked God for forgiveness rather than staunch conservatives who frequently tout their faith, such as Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Although the speculation leading up to the primary elections was that Texas Senator Cruz, the son of a Baptist pastor, would gain the most support of evangelicals, it was the billionaire real estate mogul who secured over 33% of the evangelical vote in Nevada, 40% of the evangelical vote in South Carolina, 27% of the evangelical vote in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, Cruz and Rubio, a practicing Catholic and a senator from Florida, have both failed to attract more than 27% of evangelical vote in each of the three states. By the way, I might take issue with the article. I'm not sure that Rubio would still classify himself as a practicing Catholic based on the church he's presently attending, but that could be wrong. So here's theory number one. It's the prosperity gospel. Sarah Posner, who is the author of the books God's Prophets, Faith, Fraud, and Republican Crusade for Values Voters, a frequent op-ed contributor to a number of national news sites, believes that Trump is receiving much support from evangelicals because Trump understands their financial impulses. In an op-ed published by the Washington Post, Posner reasons that Trump is the candidate that most comparable to a television evangelist who taps into the appeal of the prosperity gospel. Cruz was supposed to be a messiah-like figure to save Christian America from its downward secular spiral, Posner wrote, but Trump, whose Bible has seemed like more of a prop than a campaign animating principle, understands other impulses of evangelical voters. That impulse, which Trumpism is in a nutshell, is the magical thinking of how America gets rich, whether it's by surviving a reality TV show, getting lucky with an investment, winning the lottery, or being blessed by God. Posner explains that the magical thinking for many evangelicals, Pentecostals, and other Christians has been expressed through the promise that financial blessing is the will of God. Trump draws his most significant support from voters who make less than $50,000 a year, Posner said. He has led them to believe that only a rich, successful entertainer can make America great again. Like a television evangelist, Trump's success is seen as evidence of his prowess, but even more important, of God's good favor. All right, let's go to theory number two. Theory number two, working class. In a piece on 538.com, entitled Trump's South Carolina Win Shows Evangelicals Aren't, let me get the right page here, necessarily voting on their faith. Farai explains that she spoke to one South Carolina Trump voter who explained that he didn't vote for Trump because of faith, but rather because he wants the economy to get back on track. Dr. Anthony Bradley, an associate professor of religious studies at the King's College in New York City, told MSNBC that Trump is speaking to a demographic within evangelicalism that both Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are unable to connect to. These are evangelicals who don't read a lot of books. They're not too interested in evangelism, having a big They are not too interested in evangelism having a big impact on America. They're most likely working class, very middle class. They drink Bud Light. So Trump is communicating to them in a very Bud Light sort of way, and they get it. All right, that's theory number two. Theory number three, they don't care that Trump is immoral. Dallas megachurch pastor Robert Jeffress, who has attended a number of Trump rallies, told NPR that he thinks Trump is gaining the support of evangelicals because last June's same-sex marriage ruling made evangelicals more open to a secular candidate like Donald Trump. I think many evangelicals have come to the conclusion we can no longer depend on government to uphold traditional biblical values. Let's just let government solve practical problems like immigration, the economy, and national security. And if that's all we're looking for a government to do, then we don't need a spiritual giant in the White House. We need a strong leader and a problem solver. Hence, many Christians are open to a secular candidate like Donald Trump. Theory number four, evangelicals in name only. Nicole Russell, senior editor, senior contributor at The Federalist, told MSNBC, the term evangelical does not mean what it used to mean. People think that evangelicals are strict conservative, Bible-thumping, Dr. James Dobson type of people. But that's an outdated definition of what evangelical is. Now the term has become so broad and so vague that it really applies to anyone who says they're very Christian, which is a lot of people consider themselves. In a column published by the National Review, David French, a constitutional law attorney formerly with the Alliance Defending Freedom, argued that the rift in evangelical support between Trump and Cruz and Rubio is showing the fault lines in the three main cultural threads of Southern evangelicalism. French explained that Trump seems to be winning the support of evangelicals who don't vote as evangelicals, while Cruz is winning the support of the true blue evangelicals. As for Rubio, French writes that he seems to be winning when it comes to evangelicals that care about both the candidate's faith and manner. These differences are one reason why I'm a bit skeptical that the SEC primary will clarify whether Cruz or Rubio will emerge as Trump's principal competitor, French opined. The difference between evangelical constituencies are real, with Cruz voters proud of his alienation from Washington and Rubio's voters troubled by his apparently divisive personality, and the numbers are substantial enough on both sides to keep both men in the hunt past March 1st. Look for the three-man race to continue in large part because Southern Christians are just as divided as the rest of the GOP. All right, so what are we to make of all this? Theory number one was the prosperity gospel. Theory number two was the working class. Theory number three is they don't care that Trump's immoral. Theory number four is evangelicals in name only. What do you think is the greatest of the four theories? What is your opinion? I'd love for you to put a comment down and defend why you think one is more than the other. Who do you support out there? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a Trump supporter, and I don't want to be forced to choose between Trump and Clinton, but I think that that's a no-brainer if it comes down to that for me. But I would prefer not to have to make that choice. What about you? Where are you at on this difficult presidential election? One of my pastor friends said that he just simply wasn't going to vote. He would not show up. I am not a fan of that. I am not a fan of that idea whatsoever. Don't show up and vote. That doesn't seem to be an option to me. Probably in reality, the truth is that each of these four have a degree of part in it. I don't think that theory number three is much. They don't care that Trump is immoral. I think evangelical in name only is a big part of it, and I think prosperity gospel is another part of it. Let's face it. Nobody wants to be poor. Everyone wants to do better financially. Churches want to do better financially. People want to give. they want to tithe. But they believe that the only way they can do that is if they're making more money. And they want an economy that's booming. Everybody wants an economy that's booming. I do, and you do too. I'm not an exception to that. I'm trying to build a building here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it's not a cheap building. And so I want people in the church to be doing well. We run a Christian academy here. The tuition is $4,000 a year. In order to put your child in a private school, it costs money. So certainly that is a major part of it. People have the impression that because Trump has made money, he knows how to get our economy back on the track. And so far, a series of presidents have proven unable to do that. In fact, the last time the economy was booming in a significant way was when Bill Clinton was president. And of course, you could argue about whether he was receiving the blessings of a previous presidency or whether he actually made a difference himself. That's always difficult to assess with the size and scope of the government. Anyway, those are four theories as to why evangelical Donald Trump is doing so well. Quite frankly, I can barely even stand to hear the man speak. And that's really unfortunate that it's come down to that. Those are my thoughts. What are yours? Thanks. Have a great day.